K-A-8-E-Z-F. I'm statewide one. K-A-8-E-Z-F. I'm statewide one.
CQ from W-A-T-I-J, Waterford, Michigan.
K-A-8-E-Z-F, statewide one.
F-A-C-Y-O, you copy, Warren?
Yep, good afternoon. Just heading for home. Just starting to see just a little bit of snow around here.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Is it getting fierce out there yet or not?
I'm over by, where am I? Somewhere near Brighton. And just starting over here. We're going full speed other than just normal traffic, but nothing sticking on the roads over here. But I just talked to my wife, and she's up close to our house, and she said some of the roads are already covered up there. But down here, it's just getting into this area.
Yeah, I don't think it's even got ramped up yet. I heard you check in earlier this morning on this frequency, but I wasn't by a radio. I just was on a monitor mode. And, yeah, I didn't hear you're traveling back home in the right direction. I don't think it's going to be too nice out there much longer, from what they're saying. So, yeah, be good to get off the road fairly quickly.
Yeah, probably. I've got about 2 hours of driving ahead of me, and it could very easily turn into way more than that. So, oh, well. It is Michigan, and it is winter time. So, you know, that driving on dry pavement is kind of a boring thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it does make it more boring when all you're doing is just driving, watching little white lines pass by. But when you're in the snow, you got to be on your toes, man. You got to pay attention 100%. Yeah, well, I hope that goes all right for you. You're way over by Brighton, man. That's a long way. It'd be interesting to know what signal path this statewide is going. I suppose I could look on the map. But, yeah, it was pretty cool. I was, at first when I started talking to you, I was on a handheld portable. So I switched over to the base unit here. And, yeah, looking good.
Yeah, I'm on the Novi repeater over here right now. Yeah. I know if I go my normal route home, I can't. There's a big hole in the system on my way home. I don't know, if I go out through Ionia, maybe I can almost carry it that way. But if I normally go north in Lansing, I can go that way, and there's kind of a hole in the coverage on these repeaters, so I can't talk it all the way home or anything. But that area up near Ithaca and stuff, there's just not a whole lot of coverage of anything up that way.
Well, I can imagine. Yeah, that's kind of in the middle of nowhere, or very spread out farm kind of country, I guess. Yeah, I've driven through there years ago, and there's not a whole lot going on in there. I think I was going up that way. I think I was going over to Peace City one time, and I got a speeding ticket up there, and I was like, man. Oh, it was like 6:30 in the morning, pitch black, dark, and I was a little over the limit. He came out of the side of the highway there, came screaming after me, and I haven't had a ticket since then. That was many, many years ago, so many years ago.
Yeah, that's the problem. You get out there by yourself and nobody around. And I got to really watch it when I drive my tech up. That thing just, you don't know you're going. I don't know. I just don't feel it in that vehicle. My work van, I'm used to it. My car, I know what it does. My truck, I don't drive a lot. And a lot of times in my truck, I'm pulling the camper, so I don't really, I really pay attention to how fast I'm going. I know what I'm doing to that, but I have just the truck, and I just don't get that sensation of movement in that. I just, you know, it's longer than anything else I drive. I think that kind of helps. It sets up fairly high. Not quite as high as my work van, but, you know, it sets up pretty good. It's long. It just, it doesn't feel like you're moving when you drive that thing.
Man, I got a, my wife, well, it's used to be my car. I gave it to my wife. It's an Avalon, Toyota Avalon. And, man, with good quiet tires on that thing, you can be zipping along at 80 miles an hour, and it's like quiet, just like you don't even know it. And I got to really be careful driving that car, but my van, yeah, it's a different story. It's, I keep it around 70, about, that's about it in that thing. I mean, I can go faster, but it's not easy. It's all kinds of racket, you know. I usually got the back end of it loaded down with a bunch of tools and stuff, so they can all kinds of wreck it when I'm driving on the highway.
Yeah, I know about that kind of stuff. Actually, the thing that rattles the most, I got to figure out something a little different on my radio mouse. I've got a piece of steel channel. It's about 3 inches, something like that. Almost like a 2x4 just channel that I've got mounted, sits on top of my, sits on my safety rack, and it's connected in the back to the to one of the crossbars on the ceiling. And then it sticks up in front between the driver's seat and the passenger seat at an angle, so the radios are at an angle, and that's what I mount my radios on. And I, stupid thing keeps vibrating the screws loose that I have holding it to the cross member in the back. And I know the answer. I just need to hang more radios on it, and there will be more tension on it. It's just, you know, it needs to be heavier where the radios are. That's the problem. I don't have enough radios hanging on it. Because right now all I've got here is two remote heads hanging on it. I got this CSI that I'm on right now, and then I got the Yaesu FDM300. Both of them, I got the remote heads because this radio is actually mounted in the back of the van, and hopefully it won't be in here much longer. I just bought a CS, I think I told you, CS800D Plus from Sam, and I want to get that one put in here, but I haven't had time to get it programmed, and couldn't get the old one to convert to the new version. I think you'd almost have to go from maybe update it. You know, it's so many versions different, and that's the UHF-only version, and couldn't get it to convert to the new one, so got to rewrite all the you know, the code plug for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the time-consuming process. If you can't export some way. Yeah, and usually among different radio manufacturers, it doesn't translate well one to the other. But I think you're right about that that noise. I think you're onto something there. You need more radios. You need to dampen down that vibration. So you need some ballast weight up there to dampen out all those vibrations and make your van a lot quieter. You get a couple more radios up there.
Yeah, it sounds like a wonderful excuse to me. You know, there's no such thing as too many radios, is there? Although, it does sometimes get confusing with which microphone to grab on. One little trick I've found, though, is I will, a lot of times, I'll put one more microphone holder than what I've got radios. But then you move the microphone or the radio you're on to one particular microphone holder. That way you grab the one you're using, and then they all got their own, but then you got one extra. That's your, you know, your active radio. And the other thing I try to do is I hang the mic up in between transmissions, because I have a bad habit of not leaving a gap in between. And if I hang the mic up, at least I can leave a little bit of a gap, because I've got to reach up and grab the mic again.
That sounds like an excellent method, though. That does sound like a good idea. Well, I've only got two microphones to choose from here, and I get confused sometimes who's on what. But, yeah, I know what you mean. That's kind of tricky sometimes, especially if you get all different VHF and UHF going on at the same time. On your display, then, question for you, does that tell you what frequency? Is that how you know which repeater you're going through? Because I don't get anything on mine other than your radio ID, and it says in my five statewide one. That's all I get on here.
Well, if I let it time out, that's what it shows while you're talking. If I give it a few seconds, it pops back to whatever I have programmed in for. So I've got statewide one Novi on here right now. While you're talking, I see the other statewide one. But after about 5 seconds after you unkey, then I see what I've got, what I have programmed in the radio, and that's how I have it labeled as statewide one Novi. So I can see where I'm at. But yeah, that's one thing I don't like, is this doesn't actually show the frequency along with your description. You know, my Yaesu, that shows me what I put in there plus the actual frequency you're on.
Yeah, Yaesu is pretty good like that. Yeah, I know what you mean on the fusion stuff. But yeah, okay, I know what I got to do now. I can put that in my description here. On some of the talk groups, on some of the other memory channels I have, I do have that location in there. I do have that. On this one, I don't. So I was just wondering about that. Okay, so if I got to put that in there myself, then all right, that makes sense.
Yeah, are you using Motorola or are you using something else? I'm just curious, because I don't have the roaming on this like the Motorola's have, but I've got the all the frequencies for the MI5 stuff programmed in as analog channels, so I can scan them and see if I'm in range of something and find them that way, listen to the beacon that way. But I don't have...
I don't know if you can hear me. I think you might have gone out of range a little bit on that one. I only got the first part of that. So I don't know if you're hearing me, but we'll wait to see if you get back up into a good zone. But yeah, I do have the Motorola, and I do have the roaming function enabled on this, so I can do that if I ever went out on the road. You know, I could let it do its thing home and seek for the strongest signal that way.
Well, yeah, I was trying to see if I could hit the next repeater, and I can't. I'm going to have to stay the Novi. I've got, I think Danville would be my next one, but I can't bring that one up yet. So I've been kind of a low spot there. But, yeah, I can't bring the next one up.
Yeah, I think I caught most of that, Warren. I think we're down to about 50% as far as what I got out of that conversation. I'll let you get a little closer to the next repeater, I guess. We'll see how that goes. And hopefully we'll get a little better. KFA-CYO, I'll kind of be listening for you, and we'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay, as soon as I can tee up the next one, I'll give you a call. KFA-ABZF.
KFA-CYO, K-A-D-I-Y. I think I got most of that. KFA-CYO, are you back in good range?
KFA-CYO, K-A-D-Z-F.
KFACYO, back at you. How are you?
Well, I don't think the anvil's working. I'm on Bancroft, so I listen and I don't hear a beep on that one, so I don't have any air. I don't know if it's off and they had one. And I noticed when I looked them up the other day, I think there were some new ones in here that I didn't have in this radio, so. Nice thing you can, yeah, several.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not making it. I don't know. It's just off and on, off and on. So I'll probably just stand by, listen, see if anything else is going on, see if anybody else wants to get on. But, yeah, I heard you say, something about Danville, and then it was kind of off and on. So we'll let the thing rest for a little bit, and then I'll just be scanning here for a while, see if I catch you later on. KF8CYO. Talk to you later.
All right. I'm on Bancroft. I'll probably wait for you to land, but KADZF. KF8CYO. You still around, Greg? KADZF.
KF8CYO. Yeah. I'm back. Or you're back, I should say. Oh, I might have heard somebody else in there, too. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm on the Lansing repeater now. I don't think Danville's working. Couldn't hear anything on that one, so. And the one I was getting in was Bancroft, which is further north, so. But not too far out of Lansing right now. And yeah, it's definitely looking like winter out here now.
Yeah. I tell you what, Grand Rapids, Kent County in general, is just it's just like a dot on the map or dot on the radar, and we have nothing here much at all. It is like going all around us and totally avoiding Grand Rapids. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, my wife is in Cedar Springs, and she said they had the same thing in Cedar Springs that was missing them, and when she left and went north a little bit, and she got into it a little more, but yeah. Yeah, interesting stuff. You never know, and neither do they. you know, tomorrow they can give us a pretty good prediction of what's going to happen today anyways, but yeah, it'll be interesting. I think I'm glad I got my snowblower fixed. A couple of weeks ago I went out and put the new part on it, so I was ready. But I've only run my snowblower once this season. We don't get nearly as much as Grand Rapids where I live. I'm just far enough in, I miss most of the lake effect.
Yeah, you are up there, yeah. We see that lake effect all the time around here. But, yeah, you're in a far enough inland that you're not going to see much lake effect, I would imagine.
Yeah, we tend to get a lot less snow, and some of those cold nights, we tend to be a few degrees colder, too, because we're in far enough, we're not under the cloud cover, so definitely get less snow, and then some of those cold nights, so we're several degrees colder, too, because we don't have that cloud cover keeping us warm, so, yeah, when I used to drive towards you know, the west side of the state more, I'd leave the house in the morning with an inch of snow on the ground and, you know, have 3 or 4 inches by the time I got out to 131. And if I went any further west, I might drive into a foot of snow, but I'd only have an inch at home.
Yeah, I can remember many times leaving Grand Rapids, and by the time you get to Coopersville or halfway to Grand Haven, you're starting to notice a lot. By the time you get to Grand Haven, it's like a winter wonderland over there. That's they're always getting it over there. I wouldn't I wouldn't know what to do if I lived over there, man. That'd be a little bit much.
And the guy was supposed to meet me on the job at the location. Wasn't there, and he had somebody else come out and meet me, and they told me we're tying into some of the door control stuff and with a fire alarm, and the other guy told me where to put it, and he told me the wrong spot. And they got the good door control people coming back. So it's like, well, you know, we put it where the guy told us, and they're like, yeah, we know. We just need a move, so got to go move a wire about 10 feet is all, so they can tie it in. So, yeah, well. Yeah, I'm just coming up on where I am. I've got to decide which way I'm going home. I think I'm going to go through Ionia, which I don't really want to drive down 96, but I want to make a stop in Ionia, so I guess I'm going to take 96. But I hate taking this stretch of road when it starts getting a little bit of snow on it, because all it takes is one person to screw up and it can get really bad making this drive. Usually when I go out the other way, just don't run into that as often. But this route here, if somebody screws up, I've sat on this expressway for very long periods of time waiting to get through.
Yeah, that's the chance you take every time you get on the main drag. There's somebody going to, if there's something going on, you kind of got to get through all the onlookers and stuff. They slow down and you get there and there's really nothing going on. And I've been through that before, but hey, you should be okay. Hopefully it's really enough on that it's not not to the point of crazy slippery. Ionia should be nice, I would think, going up through there. That's, yeah. That's straight shot home for you then, straight up 66, right? You just go on up.
Yeah, I go up 66. I'm, once I get to Stanton, then I go east a few miles. I tell people, if you really want to see where I live, if you go from the center of Grand Rapids to the center of Mount Pleasant, draw a line, I'm almost exactly dead center between those two. I'm east of Stanton, north of Greenville, south of Lakeview. If you know where Nowhere's at, I'm in the middle of it, which I really like, by the way. All farmland around me. Farmland makes great neighbors, let me tell you.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I did look you up on the map one time a long time ago, and I was like, holy mackerel, it is out in the middle of the land there. But I've been up there a few times. It's a pleasant drive. It's really kind of nice. I go up there very seldom, like two times a summer. Trying to think of that place I go to, Indian Lakes, I believe it is. I go there and do a concert every now and then in the summertime, and that takes me through some of those back roads, but it's really beautiful. I don't mind it at all. It's kind of a nice little drive out in the boondocks.
Yeah, you know, the downside is living where I do, I'm going to drive to get to work no matter what, you know, with what I do. You know, I'm going to Lansing now. It's Lansing or Grand Rapids, and the near side of Lansing and the middle of Grand Rapids are about the same. Lansing's a little further, but depending on where you're in Grand Rapids, it can be worse than where I'm going in Lansing. You know, it takes a little bit to get across Grand Rapids. I can be to, like, Comstock Park in about 45 minutes, and it's over an hour down to Lansing, about an hour and 15 to our shop, but if I was on the south end of Grand Rapids, that's, you know, an hour and 15 anyway. So, there's, you know, where I live, I'm going to drive. But, you know, I know people that have cottages and stuff to get away on the weekend. And it's like, yeah, I don't need that. I'm already there. KADZF.
Yeah, it is nice out in there. I enjoy that. I think the summertime, trying to think of what it was. Oh, man. One of those little towns, I think it was Gowan. No, it wasn't Gowan. Man, I can't think of it now. It's a kind of a bar out in the middle of the country. It's on a lake. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't think of it. I was thinking Kirk Lake, maybe that's it. I don't know. There was a bar there, a country bar. It was really great, really great food. We sat out on the deck outside on a little small lake there. And it was all the locals, you know. You know that's a good spot because all the locals eat there and stuff. I think there was a little bowling alley in one side of that place, too. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, until you said bowling alley, there's Clifford Lake Inn up there. There's Church Lake Bar, both on lakes. But no bowling alley. I'm very familiar with Gowan. I actually lived in Gowan a couple times. My wife and I first got married, we lived right in Gowan, and then rented a place, and then I was there for a few months, a couple years later, but it's been quite a while. But I actually lived right in Gowan. My wife lived in Gowan for quite a few years. Her parents had a house right in Gowan, so very familiar with that area. In fact, the one house I was in was one that belonged to my grandma, so... Yeah, we know Gowan real well. Man, there's so many lakes out through there, though. I think Clifford Lake and Turk Lake. I don't know. Was it either one of those two, possibly?
It might have been the Turk Lake. I'm looking for it on the map right now. I can't even find it. But, yeah, that might have been the one we went to. I thought for sure there was a bowling place on the side of that. Maybe I was wrong on that. Maybe it was just a big dining area there. Yeah, you're right. I don't think there was a bowling alley on that place. I'm thinking of a different place. That was down at Lake Odessa. That's the other one I was thinking of, Lake Odessa.
Yeah, we go to Turk Lake once in a while. My younger daughter and her husband really like that place. And my older daughter likes it too. They'll go to breakfast there on Saturdays once in a while. They live right in Greenville, so they're not far away. But they like to go there for breakfast Saturday mornings. But there's a lot of those places around though. If you say lake, that, you know, everything is on a lake up by me, you know. So, yeah, my older daughter does host trivia 4 nights a week. Well, she does 3 nights a week in the winter. One place stops during part of the winter, but during summer it's usually 4 nights a week, and she gets in some of those little places like that. She did Clifford Lake for a little while. Problem is now most of them, she's doing it close to home. She's doing one in Big Rapids, one up in White Cloud, one up at Canadian Lakes, and I don't remember where the other one's at. Anyway, so she gets into some of those little places like that. Her cousin used to do it, got her into it, and she's been doing that for quite a few years now as a part-time second job. She enjoys it, but unfortunately it's a little bit of driving involved in it, too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I looked it up. Dirk Lake, that is the place. That's where we went this summer, my wife and I sometimes. We go out to dinner once a week, our little date night, and... we're like sick of all the places around here we go to all the time. And so we're like, yeah, let's go to a place that we've never been to before. And I don't know why I thought of that Turk Lake and we drove up there. It was a really nice visit. Really like that place. I'd like to go back and try some more stuff. Had a decent menu and everything. So, yeah, that's the one. Anyway. Yeah, I think I'm getting a phone call here. I got to jump off and see what that's all about. And so I better go out, and we will catch up with you another day soon, I'm sure. Now we get a couple different options anyway. I'm going to clear, and we'll catch you a little later then. KF8CYO, we'll talk to you later, Warren.
Yeah, I got to get the tone changed on that other repeater, but this radio has already been pulled out and swapped over to the other one, but... I got to thinking after I couldn't convert that program, though. I, I wonder if the news program will pull the program out of this radio. I didn't even try that. I was just trying to convert a program I had on the computer. But I'm going to see if that new software will suck the program out of this radio. I don't know if it'll talk to this radio or not. And there we are, first one in the deck. just on the west side of Lansing here, see the first one in the deck. 73 KADVF.
All right, take care out there. KFACYO, see you. KE8PBB, monitoring statewide 1.
KE8CA, monitoring statewide 1.
KE8PBB, monitoring statewide 1 from Bay City.
PZT, listening statewide. PZT, out. NAPZT, monitoring on statewide 1.
Turn your mic game down.
Station calling, this is NAPZT. Was that directed to me, sir?
NAPZT, listening to statewide 1.
NAPZT is clear. Out.
K8FCA, monitoring statewide 1.
K8ETL on statewide 1.